Welcome back, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your week been?
Good. How about you?
Doing well. You survived a trip to downtown Browntown.
I did. And came back with a 30-point victory.
Did they let you sleep with the tobacco stick that night?
No, so I'm a little disappointed.
I would be if I were you. You made it through the Grayson County Fair. I thought that was a pivotal moment.
I made it through the fair and a trip to Browntown.
Yes, in the same week.
In the same week.
If there's a baptism by fire, if there's a better baptism by fire, I know not of it.
It was a challenging week.
It is one of the navigational beacons of life.
Welcome to radio, Sam. All you wanted to be when you grow up.
To get through that. Now, before you departed for downtown Browntown last Friday afternoon, I was out in the bullpen and you happened by and you said, "What do you think happens tonight?" And I said, "The Cougars win by 3 touchdowns."
And another Don Brown was talking with him, and he said that they put a running clock on him. And I said, "Whew, I don't know about that." And
Don Brown said the score would be 99-1. No, I'm putting words in Don's mouth.
He did say running clock, though, and that's exactly what happened.
But he was right. Your trepidation about such a bold prediction had to do with what you were getting from Coach Smart. But even you kind of second-guessed yourself on you didn't know how much of that was coach speak and how much of that he was really worried.
Yes, and I was really confident going into it, and then I talked to him and kind of took a step back, but I still predicted a win, but yeah, I didn't think it would be by as much as it was.
Last year, the Cougars hosted Ohio County, and it was ugly.
That's probably a nice way of putting it. 60-7 was your final score.
But now we have, right, but now we have a tale of two teams, and they have mirror image records. Yes?
In the good way for us. 3-0 for Grayson County.
We're on the nice side of the mirror.
Yes.
They're on the not-so-nice side of the mirror. Now, in a moment, we're going to get to one of the challenges for tonight's game. But bring us up to speed for Ohio County so far in their season. What did they do last week?
They lost to Hancock County, who Grayson County played week one. Grayson County beat them 14-6. And Ohio County lost to them 42-6.
Now, football is not necessarily always linear.
No. And even Coach Smart brought up that he did not think they played well at all last week.
But a team that the Cougars were victorious over in Hancock County, not a shellacking by any stretch of
imagination. No, and that was a great, great game against Hancock County.
But to hang 42 points on Ohio County, you got a 3-0 team versus an 0-3 team, a team that is trying to avenge a 60-7 loss last year. The Cougars are probably playing for a whole lot of pride, but enter one Q'Darrius McHenry.
Yeah, there's your storyline from tonight.
Right. If you were writing a book, if you were writing a scene setter for the game, the story starts and ends with Q'Darrius McHenry. Yes?
Yes. Last season, he played for Ohio County.
Right.
And was possibly their best player, as he accounted for over 1,100 yards for the Eagles and 14 touchdowns.
As a freshman.
As a freshman. And he makes the trip over to Grayson County and is now lining up on the other side of the ball tonight. So there's your storyline.
So he's wearing orange and blue tonight.
Instead of blue and white.
It'll be interesting to see the dynamic of that for a young man. He would have to feel some level of nerves about it, going against your old team.
And probably people that he's been playing with for a while and stuff like that. So it's
I would imagine. I mean, if he's lived there a long time and came up through the junior pro ranks, he's been playing football all of 4 years. He's a sophomore, when he started in sixth grade.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago. But outside of Q'Darrius McHenry, it's funny. I was looking at some of your stats. They're giving up a tremendous amount of yards, their defense is.
Yeah, they're 303 yards rushing allowed per game. They gave up 450 one game. Last week they gave up 270 against Hancock County, so it's just a completely different thing that I think the Cougars should have a lot of success against them.
So basically you take your – if you were to take your strongest, most likely, your strongest offensive asset and then in competition – make that strongest offensive asset play against
their weakest.
Your weakest asset, which is your team defense. And to me, it spells running clock.
I hope so.
I think so. Now, I said early in the week, Cougars are likely to be 4-0 after tonight. But we are dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old young people, and sometimes they do weird things.
And even Coach Smart brings up, and you'll hear it tonight in the pregame conversation, he says that this is the first time these guys are dealing with success. He says that's not sometimes not the easiest thing to deal with.
Right.
So it's sometimes just trying to teach them how to do that.
But they're 3-0 for the first time since 2012. You know the last time they were 4-0? 2012?
Yep.
The same year.
And I think they started 7-0 that year.
And they're still kind of a balanced attack in that Derek Ruth is still the leading rusher, but McHenry coming along strong. And so it's kind of a left-hand, you know, left-fist, right-fist type of thing. Dual punches.
Because with Ruth, you get the power back. And McHenry, you get the speed back. So it's a good 1-2 punch that I think could be interesting, especially with district play starting a week from tonight.
What are the names we're going to hear wearing opposing jerseys? Who are some of the people we should listen for?
So the quarterback is Desmond Randolph, and your running backs, you have Caden Brown and Dakota Vanover. So, but it's they've only given me 1 week of stats for Ohio County instead of 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So those are the
they
guys.
They probably don't get any better.
No, and I've had to do some extra research to find out. I mean, last week Hancock rushed for 370 against them. And the Cougars only allowed 73 yards against the Hornets.
All right, so it's hard to – we're going to beat a dead horse if we talk about that one anymore. Let's switch to volleyball. What's happened with the Cougar volleyball program this week?
Pretty good week for them. They swept Muhlenberg County and Frederick Frays Tuesday and Wednesday, and then yesterday in district play they swept Butler County 3-0. The first two recaps will be on K105 or on K105.com, then the other one will be on K105.com. Later this afternoon.
Boys soccer team had a nice Saturday, I noticed, when I look back.
Yeah, a rare doubleheader in especially different locations because they played Russellville at home. They beat them 3-1, and then they traveled to Campbellsville and beat them 4-0.
The old Ernie Banks, let's play two.
Let's play two in
that's what they
two
did.
Locations that really aren't close.
Two different locations. What are they? They did not play yesterday. I think I saw a tweet they got canceled.
Yes, I believe they did get canceled yesterday. And then they play University Heights tomorrow at 1 p.m. at home.
What about the ladies' soccer program?
They had a tough game, but it was against a really good opponent in Meade County. They lost 10-1 yesterday, and they play Monroe County at home on Monday.
10 goals is a lot, though.
That is.
You know, in soccer, when you're lucky to get one, I suppose. Golf team?
They played Meade County on Tuesday. We didn't really get any results from that, but yesterday they finished in a tri-match with Meade and Bullet East. They finished second, and then tomorrow the boys are going to play in the Meade County Invitational.
The cross-country teams ran down at Warren East last Saturday. It's my understanding.
Oh, that's actually a typo. They were at Wildcat Wilderness Run.
Okay, the Wildcat Wilderness Run. But I heard a story that Haley Stallings, after she crossed the finish line, she was able to take 3 selfies, 2 tweets, and 1 Instagram post before second place crossed the line.
Yeah, you know, it was only...
and a nap.
And a nap.
Only 45 seconds.
Only 45 seconds.
Know,
okay.
She's so fast.
But Lucas Gallagher and Eli Helm also ran pretty well for the boys team.
And they finished, looking at their times, they had to have finished right next to one another because they were about half a second in between them.
Cougar Band to the Madisonville North Hopkins... performed at 7 tomorrow, so go Cougar Band. Did you hear my idea earlier in the week for the band program?
This is good.
In the repertoire?
I think I did.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay, no, I missed that.
I want to hear Devil Went Down to Georgia in a field show. Can you imagine what the brass would sound like on the Fire in the Mountain Run, Boys Run part?
That'd be good.
And I
want
to hear the snare drum.
So I know you're becoming better friends with Aaron and Ashley Bell. Aaron was your guest on Cougars in the Classroom last Friday.
Yes.
So I'd like for you to also be lobbying on my behalf for the addition. If not on the field, at least pep band.
I'd be on board.
Okay, I thought that you would, being the solid trombone player that you are.
Anything that the trombones can be featured in, I'm on board.
That's not the sad trombone. So the big question is, Cats to Gainesville, does the streak get broken? The UK has not defeated Florida in Sam's lifetime.
No. And my older brother, not his
not his lifetime either, and certainly not your younger brother.
No.
So what happens?
I think I'm taking, like a lot of people's mentality, is I'm not picking them to win until they actually do it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a loss.
I'm going to need you to be like Missouri. I'm going to need you to show me.
Yes.
Before I can get
it's,
on
it's
board.
It's not going to happen.
What's that countdown? Is it 4:30 tomorrow?
4:30 kick at 6:30.
Is it on the SEC Network?
It is.
But your game tonight, What time you're going on the air?
6:30 with the Locker Room Show.
Kickoff at 7, live from Hartford, KY.
There you go.
Home to, I think their sign says 600, they used to say like 650 people and a few sore heads.
Take your headphones that have the antenna on it. You're going in deep, kid.
Don't be a sore head when you go to Hartford tonight. That's Sam Gormley. He'll have the call tonight's game.